Hello and welcome back to Martina Flor's Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today we're diving into a topic that's both aspirational and practical: how to acquire a pro mindset to help you create your best work, and most importantly, how to move out of the amateur zone to be considered a pro, all within the world of lettering, illustration, and creativity. Before we dive into the episode, I want to let you know that registrations for my signature course, the Lettering Seminar, are open until this Friday. This is the last chance to join the program this year, and it comes with the biggest set of bonuses that we have offered so far. So if you want to achieve your goals of mastering the art of lettering this year and build a portfolio that attracts pay work, this is your chance. So head to thelettering.com to sign up and join us. So again, head to thelettering.com and join us. I'm going to add this link to the show notes. And now we are going to dive right into the content of this episode. Now, the journey from amateur to pro is a path that many of us aspire to travel. It is about improving your skills, gaining recognition, and turning your passion, something that you really like doing, and your creative skills into a profession. So let's begin by understanding where you might be right now. You may be in the amateur stage. This is where many creative journeys start, and my creative journey started there, and the creative journey of most creatives started there in the amateur stage. You are now full of enthusiasm and curiosity, but you may also feel like you're lacking direction and experience. And as an amateur, you're exploring your artistic voice, experimenting with styles, learning from your mistakes, learning from a lot of different sources. And I want to tell you that this is a really cool and essential phase. Even if you feel like you're a little bit lost and you are lacking that guidance, I want you to embrace it, because this is a necessary stage for you to start considering the possibility of acquiring a pro mindset and moving from the amateur zone to the pro zone. Now, you may wonder, why take the leap from amateur to pro? What changes when you cross that line? Well, going to pro isn't just about making money from your art. It's about embracing a mindset shift and making a commitment, treating your craft with dedication, and really this mindset shift, it was what elevates the quality of your work. So one of the main points why of what changes when you cross that line is that it elevates your craft, because going pro pushes you to improve your work and produce exceptional work, right? Identifying yourself as a pro puts that extra pressure that makes you take this seriously, right? At the same time, you also gain recognition. You start to be recognized for your talent and your hard work, which also opens doors to exciting opportunities, right? People start seeing you as, hey, this person is taking it seriously, and therefore I'm taking this person seriously. Someone, for instance, that is also pursuing the same craft that you're pursuing right now, and they are taking it seriously, they will rather partner up with someone, some peer that takes this seriously, rather than someone that just do it here and there and doesn't take it very seriously and just do it as a hobby, right? Now, you can also unlock when you make that shift of going from amateur to pro, you can unlock some serious earning potential, because even if it's not about the money, going pro elevates the level of your work to a certain extent, and that makes you get noticed, right? That helps you get noticed. And when that happens, then there's opportunities coming your way, right? So there's a cascade of effects, you know, shifting your mindset to become a pro first elevates the level of your work, then makes others notice you and take you seriously. And therefore, this is where there is serious earning potential from your skills, right? And this will eventually allow you to earn a living doing what you love. Now, let's explore some actionable strategies to help you transition from amateur to pro. Number one, and this is the number one that I recommend to everybody who is starting new in a craft, even if you're just starting, build a portfolio. It's never too early to build a portfolio. It's never too late to build a portfolio, but especially it's never too early. Start building a portfolio from day one. Create a professional portfolio that showcases your best work, right? I normally say that your portfolio is your presentation card in the industry, right? And even if you're just starting, building a portfolio is also a way of keeping track of your progress, because you start seeing how the bulk of work starts to get better, right? You can compare pieces that you created today with pieces that you have created a few months ago, and you will notice sustained progress, right? So building a portfolio is not only great to start connecting with those first opportunities, right? And introducing yourself, you know, using that as your presentation card in the industry, but it's also great for you to keep track of your progress. Now, the strategy number two is treat each new project like a client assignment, right? In order to move from amateur to pro, you have to move from practicing to making or to creating, right? And this is where this strategy comes to place. I wanted to start taking each new project, even if it's a personal project, if it's a passion project, take it as a client assignment, right? Create a brief for yourself. Set yourself a deadline, right? And approach every new project or piece with that professionalism and with that also commitment and dedication you will give to a paid assignment, right? Because this is where the level of your work starts to level up, right? And this is where you start creating pieces of work that look professional even before you start landing any client assignment, right? Now, the strategy number three is invest in learning. Never stop learning. Invest in courses, workshops, resources to refine your skills. Pros are always learning something new, some new strategy, some new tool, something that helps them elevate the level of their work and their strategies to run their business, right? So always take learning as the motor of your craft, right? So strategy number three, don't forget, invest in learning. And strategy number four, network and collaborate. Connect with fellow artists, mentors, and potential clients. Really, collaboration and community is such an essential piece of the puzzle that many oversee, because we as creatives, we tend to love being in our zone. We love, staying in our workspace and creating our art. Now, to create opportunities for yourself, you need to go out there. You need to connect with other people. Progress doesn't happen in isolation, and as long as you stay in your little bubble, it will be really hard to connect with possible partnerships, with mentors, people that will elevate your craft and your game, and also with potential clients, right? If they don't see you, if they don't know they exist, they cannot hire you and they cannot reach out to you, right? So go out there, network and collaborate. And strategy number five, promote yourself. Learn the art of self-promotion, right? And the number one thing that you need to do to self-promote yourself is to start calling yourself a pro, right? To start calling yourself, I am a lettering artist, I am an illustrator. Name yourself what you want to become, right? Start there. And this is the first step you need to do in order to promote yourself. Change that definition or that description on the profile of your social media account, on your website, right? And don't forget, by promoting yourself or while promoting yourself, don't forget to share your work on social media, create a website, really show, get used to show your work, right? It is never too early. Even if you think that your work is still not good enough and there's room for improvement, there will always be room for improvement in your work. You know, it's something you will always feel, and this is something that will stay with you forever. So better start earlier than later. And the more you share your work and you get used to that exposition, exposure, you will feel more comfortable about sharing your work, promoting yourself, and speaking yourself or standing up in the world as a professional. Now, let's transform these strategies into actionable steps, because I want you to leave this episode with a few steps that you can make today to start acquiring this pro mindset. So the step number one is create a professional portfolio, right? Compile your best work into a portfolio that reflects your skills and your style and your voice as an artist. This is your visual resume, and this is your presentation card. And as I said before, it's not too early to start your portfolio, right? And use, you can use a site builder, you can use a blog to document your work, but use a place where you can upload every new piece of lettering, illustration, whatever it is that you're creating. Use, have a place, have a hub where you will upload this and make it public, right? Don't put it in a folder inside your computer. Go out there and make it public, right? Step number two, treat each project or each new project like a client assignment, right? Approach every new project or piece with the professionalism and commitment you will give to a client assignment. Step number three, invest in learning. Allocate time and resources to improve your craft, right? Take courses, go to workshops, seek out mentors. These are also opportunities by engaging in this kind of experiences. These are also opportunities for you to connect, network, and collaborate, which is step number four. Connect with other artists that are on the same journey, and also put yourself out there so you can start making those first connections that can later turn into potential clients, right? And getting yourself out there, being out there, also can lead to valuable experiences and collaborations. And in the previous episode, I spoke about one collaboration that that really changed the course of my career and helped me launch my career. And I did that, I gained this partnership and this collaboration by just attending an in-person meeting of a typographic community in my city. So never underestimate the power of community. And step number four, therefore, is network and collaborate. And number five, step number five for you today is promote yourself. Start calling yourself lettering artist, start calling yourself illustrator, and start sharing your work on social media, on a website. Start building that online presence earlier. Let the world see that you exist, that you create the beautiful work that you create, because if they don't know that you are there, they won't connect with you, they won't hire you, right? So you first need to let people know that you are there. And the more you do it, the more often you do it, the easier it gets. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind you that registrations for my signature course, The Lettering Seminar, are now open. And this is your last opportunity to join the program this year. And it comes with the most extensive set of bonuses that we have offered so far. So if your goal is to master the art of hand lettering and go from amateur to pro, now is time to act. So visit thelettering seminar.com to secure your spot. I'm going to add this link to the show notes. I'm really looking forward to meeting you there and welcome you inside the Student Hub. Now, to wrap up this episode, I want to remind you that the path from amateur to pro is really about a mindset shift. And that mindset shift of start taking yourself seriously and your craft seriously is the thing that is going to improve your skills, that is going to call the attention of other people, and that will eventually enable you to make a living doing what you love. So it starts with changing your mindset from amateur to pro, right? And moving from practicing to creating, and you will see how things start to roll out when you do that one action. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and see you on the next episode of Martina Flores Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flores on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflores.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflores.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flores Open Studio. Bye-bye.